Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline as we continue on, joined now by the skipper of the University of Miami baseball team, Gino Demare. Hurricanes coming off a big win last night, 14-3 over Central Florida, getting ready for Virginia this weekend. Gino, the win last night against UCF, a very complete victory.
Yeah, it was. It was, always worry about those midweek games. You know, we're coming off a pretty good high, sweeping Florida State for the first time in a long time. And it's not one of your bigger crowds. You're playing on a school night, but our guys did a great job. The set of the game, the tone was set by Ali Torres on the mound. He threw three innings, nine up, nine down. We were able to get some runs early and just kind of add to it. We had 16 hits. Got to play a lot of guys. Guys that got off the bench did well, and are, you know, like I always say, to prove to me you deserve to be in the lineup. Well, some of them are going to make it very tough on me making out the lineup coming up this weekend. Very, very happy overall. Just a very complete game. Threw a lot of pitchers. Got a lot of guys in to play the game. It was a complete game.
That's five straight wins. You go back to the FIU game a week ago, three in a row against Florida State. Let's touch on that for a moment. The sweep of Florida State, that had to feel pretty darn good.
It did. And the way we did it was really good because we threw three pitchers. I had Josh look back in our archives. The last time we had three starters go that far into the game, which all of our guys got to at least into the eighth inning, two of them through eight innings, we had to go all the way back from, I think, 8 years, 9 years ago in a regional. We had three starters do it. And that's what we needed. You know, again, we've talked about our bullpen being a little thin, but I liked what I saw in the game last night with some of our guys throwing. But the starters did an excellent job for us in the FSU weekend. And we're going to need more of that this upcoming weekend.
Virginia coming up, but do you feel like, you know, we're in April now, maybe that the starters, Ligon and Zeal and even Rosario, now that maybe they're starting to settle in?
It seems that way. It looks that way. And, again, that's what we're trying to do with the entire team is we want everybody playing, clicking on all cylinders, everybody kind of playing their best baseball, pitchers, hitters, defenders, base running, all those things. We want to be at our best at the end of the season because that's going to give us the best chance to get to where we want to go. But it always starts in our sport on the mound. The starters certainly set the tone, and that's something we have been talking about. Probably got off to a little bit of a slow start with some of our pitchers and starters more specifically, but you can see them starting to throw a lot better, probably getting a lot more confidence. And, if we can pitch, and I feel really good about our defense, and I think we can swing the bat and, score some runs, you know, we can make a good run at this.
Zeal seems like a real bulldog on the mound for you right now.
He is, and that's been his, we've labeled him kind of that since he's been here. He's just got that mentality, the old school mentality. You wish that you could say that about more guys, but it's a compliment in the fact that, I don't think anything's going to faze him in any kind of adversity. He's not going to shy away from it, certainly. And he struggled. He struggled quite a bit early in the year, but it didn't. He fought through it. He's just a mentally tough kid, and he was able to handle it. And that's the kind of players you win with. And the more our guys can learn from that, be like that, the better we're going to be in the long run.
I thought Rosario's comments after his game on Sunday were particularly impressive in that he said he has struggled at times getting through with men on base and those things. He's been working on it, and he was able to deliver on Sunday.
I heard that same press conference you're talking about, and I was really impressed when I heard him talk and what he said. And so, yeah, and Alejandro has gotten a lot better, and nobody's been through more adversity than him in his two years here and now in his third year. And he's fought through it. We all know how talented he is. I mean, that guy's the kind of guy that can just absolutely dominate if he's gets himself in the right frame of mind and obviously pitches the way we know he can pitch, throw the way that he needs to throw as a pitcher to be successful. There's no reason why that guy can't dominate and pitch very far into his career. But You're starting to see him engage, like we mentioned. I think they're just getting more and more confidence.
We're here in April now. Your strength of schedule is like number 9, and your RPI is top 15, I think it is. So you're in pretty good shape with a really tough part of the schedule coming up.
It's only going to get stronger. Right. We got to win. You know, if you're going to have a good RPI and all that, the factors in the formula, you need to win too. And we're sitting, you know, in 20-9, and here we are just crossing the halfway point. You know, the next two weekends are big. We play on the road against two ranked teams. Virginia's in the top 10. Of course, North Carolina's ranked. This is a big stretch for us right here. We have not played well on the road as of yet. We have played probably two of the better teams in the country, in Florida and Wake Forest, on the road. So I'm hoping those are learning lessons for our guys, good experiences to play teams like that on the road and prepare us for these next two weekends.
This ACC, again, every year is strong. So this year it's Virginia having a good year. Some other teams might be down, but Wake Forest is up. Boston College is up. So it's a grind to get through.
It is. The conference is always very, very tough. But that's good. You know, that prepares you. The competition prepares you for the end of the road there in the playoffs. Obviously, if you play well in our conference, like we did last year, you're gonna give yourself a great opportunity to host, and maybe even be a national seed, which we were last year. But it's the good thing about being in a conference like ours. If we can win and be one of the better teams in our conference or right up there at the top, gives us a really good opportunity to be right here in our ballpark, which we've played very well in this year.
Before we jump into Virginia, your offense, 60 or 61 home runs now. You're in the upper echelon of college baseball. South Carolina, I think, leads the country at 72, so you're right there.
Yeah. Well, it's been an issue. I was looking at Josh, put some stats on my desk today that basically showed where we were last year at the same point. And I was shocked because I thought we hit quite a few home runs last year, but we had 28, I think, at this time, where we have 57 or 58 going into today's game. And like you said, we hit some more. We're in the 60s now. So I know we've hit a lot of home runs. I didn't know we hit that many more than we did last year at this point. But we've hit – the long ball seems to have been our offensive, ticket for us. And that's good. You can't defend the home run. One of the things I have talked to our players about, and it seems it's been coming up quite a bit too, is situational hitting. Guys in third, second and third, no outs, man on third, one out, first and third, one out. We got to do a better job of putting the ball in play. I tell our guys, it's a lot easier just to hit a ground ball up the middle and score a run with the infield back than it is to hit a home run. And we can do it the easy way if you want to. We don't have to just hit home runs, but we've struggled in those situations for some reason. Yeah, I'm happy. The home run has been great for us, and I hope it continues.
That was that's kind of the choice in Major League Baseball, home runs or whatever. But I always feel like it's Earl Weaver baseball, swing for the fences.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with that. Coach Frazier's favorite play, always used to say, was the home run, when the guys get to hit the ball over the fence and they can get to Cadillac it around the bases, and nobody can defend it. I always remember him saying nobody can defend the home run, and so. Yeah, that's something we actually, all through the lineup, you know, guys can have hit it out of the ballpark. And 1 through 9, we got guys that have some pop. So, and that's good. But there's going to be some days you're not going to hit home runs, and you got to be able to play that small ball, which Coach Frazier and we used to play back in the day. You got to be able to execute when you have the right situations. You got to be able to play situational baseball too.
Let's jump to your defense for a moment, because your defense has been really good. Last night, Patelli makes another great play, over-the-shoulder play, but you're making the routine plays.
Yeah, that's another thing. I looked at all the numbers, and since you brought it up, last year we were fielding 970 at this time. This year, 975. That's not seem like a lot. It's a big difference. When you start looking at the highest defensive teams in the country, they're going to be in that 980 range. So we've done a good job of late playing better defense. You know, Dorian's been playing more second base. We've turned some double plays better. I'm happy with our defense. That's something that's, again, very, very important. You don't want to make mistakes on the field. You said routine plays. That's what you expect, to make the routine plays. If they make the spectacular play, that's just a bonus. But those are important. I remember all our years of being very successful is always having very, very strong defenses.
All right, this weekend you go on the road to Virginia, Big series at Virginia. Brian O'Connell's got a very good squad this year.
Yeah, they're always very, you know, very strong. They came in here last year. I think they were the number two team in the country when we were. They caught us when we were on fire. And I'm hoping that's the same case this year when we go up there. But they're always one of the better coached teams that we play throughout the year. It is in their ballpark. It'll probably be a little cooler than we're used to. I know we had to change the games because there's some weather there, which we'll have to play through or whatever comes our way. But I know it feels a lot better going into there, winning the midweek game and being at 20-9 right now. Sounds a lot better than 19-10.
A five-game win streak going into a very big series. I imagine your guys will be also fired up, even though it's on the road. Sometimes that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, all those things, the five games in a row, playing better baseball, the way we've won some games, the confidence should be very, very good. We need to be ready. These will be good games. These are not going to be blowout games. So we need to continue doing what we've been doing and get better.
All right, Gino. Congratulations on the five-game win streak. Congratulations on the sweep over Florida State.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Gino Demari joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. Thanks to Jim Larranega for joining us on the show as well. For Gino Demari, Joe Zagacki, have a very pleasant good evening.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.